This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on December 14, 2006. Should you have questions after listening to this recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Our final item of business in 2006 is a very exciting demo and discussion of searchable advisory opinion technology that a great deal of work has gone on over the last several months. Madam Staff Director, your able team has done terrific work on this. Alec Palmer is here, our Deputy Staff Director, and the floor is yours.
Well, welcome. First, I'd like to say that about a year ago, when Chairman Toner brought to our attention his vision of what the Commission wanted to do for providing and building a new searchable AO system, we took that vision and developed a team that consisted of members from the Staff Director's Office, Office of General Counsel, representatives from the Chairman's Office and the Vice Chairman's Office. And we also partnered and collaborated with NIC Technologies, who is a successful candidate in bidding for this job. They have built a prototype for us, and I just want to emphasize the word prototype today. And what we have, what you're going to see, is basically we have pre-populated the search results. So I'm going to be going through a very concise script to generate the search results, but I think what you're going to see today, concept of what is going to go into production on February 26th. So let's go ahead and start with the demo. What you see here basically is the first screen that is going to come up, which is basically the basic search screen. Let me come back to this in a moment, but let me just quickly go to the advanced search screen, because I also want to have you see that basically there's also tremendous power in this tool to be able to narrow your search down. I'm going to come back to this in a few minutes, but I wanted to establish your paradigm that we have two basic search screens, one being the basic and one being the advanced. On the basic search screen that you have here, there are three basic areas that you would search upon. The keyword search, similar to that you do in Google. The other one would be going specifically to the AO number. You may have the AO number in your mind. You don't want to have to navigate for anything. You want to go directly to that AO. You would type in that number there. Or there's a specific requester name. You know somebody that has requested it. You could type their name in, and it would bring up all the related AOs that that person is associated with. Down here towards the bottom of the screen, we have a couple of neat features that you can actually browse advisory opinions and related documents by year. So if you click on any one of those years, in this case, if we click on 2005, we have only two in there now, prototype, but it brings up, or it would bring up in the production system, all of the AOs for 2005. So that will be the case. So basically, you can click on any one of these years, and it will bring up the AOs specific to that year. The next item below that is the pending advisory opinion requests. This is quite, I think, a nice new feature where all of the information regarding pending advisory opinions now is going to be on one page. Rather than having to go across many different pages, it will be consolidated here. Well, let's go ahead and, by the way, there are some nice search boxes here. If you click on the little question mark, it pops up the terms that you may not be familiar with, of how to do searches and how the system works. So we have built-in help on the system as well. But let's go ahead, and I'm going to type in the word test because we have pre-populated that word into the AOs that we have. You can either hit the Enter key or go down to the search box and click on that. So as we execute that, it then returns basically in a Google-style format all of the AOs that returned or had the word test in that advisory opinion. And as you see here, similar to Google, it has, first of all, it has the AO number, the name of the AO, and then a summary of them. So you can actually look at that, view that, see, is this is really where I want to go. It even has information that was tagged in there by the Office of General Counsel, whether it's superseded in part, related to BICRA, things of that nature, which will come in very handy later as you try to use the advanced search to even drill down further. I'm afraid to open up one of these right now because you're going to get a bit too excited and you may not get back to the search, so I'm going to do that in a few minutes. We go down here, we can go ahead. Now, let me make the statement that I think it's important. These search terms here on this page are exclusive. In other words, if you put in the word test here and request the name down here, it will not work. We wanted the basic search to be very quick. We wanted to narrow down basically search results. We do that in the advanced search page. So I'm going to go ahead and clear this form. If we go ahead now and type in a specific AO number, now, notice what happens. This totally bypasses the whole Google search listing, and it brings up for you the result, because there's no need now to bring up the whole Google page, or the analogy of that, is it brings up basically on the right-hand side, this is called the split screen. And this is, I think, an amazing feature, and some of you may have seen this before in other products that are out there in the legal world. But on the right-hand side is the final AO that you have here. It is in a PDF format. Excuse me. And in this, you can actually search within this PDF. All you have to do is click on this binocular, and then you type in the word that you're looking for, and it will highlight it within that PDF document, so you don't have to read the entire document to find it. Over on the left-hand side is information related to the history of that. In fact, let me show you a better one. It may be a bit more clarification, and I want to come back to this in a minute. If I go to this Diane Farrell for Congress, now notice this opens up a new window. If you enlarge that, here you have on the left-hand side all the history related to this AO. And don't pay attention to the date here. That's all today's date. In the production system would be the actual date that that document was produced. And the descriptions in the production system would be more accurate. Comment from so-and-so, etc. So you could actually go to either one of these, click on request, and it would actually bring up the scanned image document that would be presented on the right-hand side that shows you that document. And you can go through all the way, all the historical, all the comments, the draft AOs, all the way down to the final AO. So this is exciting because all of a sudden, in one page, one screen, you have the final AO on one side. On the left-hand side, you can continue to search and continue to tie information together related to that AO. The other thing that's also exciting is this summary information is very helpful. And down at the bottom is information on the entities and the different roles. I want to talk about this area here in a minute, but I just need to go to another AO to do that, because as I mentioned, this is kind of a prototype, and I have to make sure I go to the right one so it shows up. Let's go back to 2006, AO number one. Let's go ahead and open that. Now, if I go ahead and click on this, this is basically, we talked about before, and I think Commissioner Weintraub asked the question a few weeks ago about the shepherdizing guide, you know, the process of how you link AOs together. Well, if I click on this, this will open up a search page, again, in the same style that you would see in Google, that would list every AO that references AO 2006-01. So all of a sudden, a tremendous research tool to be able to make sure that you have the right information. The other thing that we don't have on this prototype right now that will be added is when the Office of General Counsel adds specific information and tags and attributes, they will have listed here the AO that superseded this one. So you will be able to get to that and find out. So you don't have to search all over the place to find out which one it references. So that'll be referenced in the AO summary. And let's go back to the bottom of the screen and remember the Diane Farrell. Let's see if we can find that particular AO. We click on that, it brings up the only one we have for Diane Farrell. We click on that, it opens up that particular AO. So that's the basic search screen that we have. Let's take a moment. Let's go ahead and go to our advanced search. You can go to advanced search from many different places. The previous screen I was at, you can click on advanced search, go from there, or you can go from the home page. But let me go ahead and clear the form, click on advanced search. The advanced search is basically the ability to narrow your search down. So, for example, if you entered, again, back to test, and if you clicked on the final opinion, now it's important to notice that these categories here, one category has to be selected in the advanced search option. You can select all of them if you want to really narrow it down. But if you're looking for a specific keyword in all final opinions, you click on that box, you simply search on it, and then it brings up the results. And this time, we have narrowed the search down where we only get 6 AOs instead of the 10 that we had in the basic search. You can even narrow it down more that if we wanted to look for, I think it was Diane Farrell, under Entity, we click on Search for that. And then it just basically brings up the one AO for related to Diane Farrell. Some other key things that I'm not showing today that are not really quite ready yet is the opportunity for Boolean search and or not. We're 90% sure that by the date we go into production that we'll have the feature of the Boolean capability where you can find one word within so many words of another word. For example, you want to find the word building within 5 words of brick to find this building is made out of brick. You can do that with that capability. Wild cards with the asterisks. Basically, if you type in the letter H and then asterisk S, it will find every word that has S after H. Question mark, we're not sure if that's going to work yet. Question mark is basically one character where H question mark S, so it would return like his and has. It's a single character. So in the question mark, it's still a question. Whether we'll have that ready or not. Some of the other, things that are really nice about this is the new architecture from a technology standpoint that has been developed. It's very robust. And I think with the tools that we had and the budget limitations that we had, that team that was involved in this, I think, did an excellent job, a tremendous collaborative effort across the commission to be able to put requirements together, a good partnership with the contractor, And we really feel that we're going to have a good product for the commission come the end of February. And I think it's important to note that two individuals, the two co-tars on this project, Jennifer Boyd from IT and Richard Buell from Office of General Counsel, I think deserve a lot of credit for guiding this process forward and working with the team of everyone to make this happen. Questions?
Questions for Alan. I want to thank everybody who worked on this process. Counsel's office, defining this process. We have substantive information of the AOs, what was needed, if it's too whole or part. Basically, now we're developing a search engine very similar to what you do online, LexConnectus, with jeopardizing the Westlaw, IT team all the time, and we put together our contractors. This is the agency at its best, working collaboratively across the division line, put out a product for the public like we've never put out before. And I really want to thank everybody who's worked on this site in February, late February when it goes live. And it'll be a work in progress, but I'm confident that people on the outside and people on the inside who are having to do research in this area, it'll be a real benefit. Thank you so much. I want to thank everybody involved in this process. I think it's really useful. Every division, virtually every division. Are there any questions for Alan on the demo? Okay, well, great.
Thank you very much. Turn this off.
Thank you.
We're going to meet like this regularly. This quiet light, you know?
Bring the popcorn.
That's right.
They're going to like this. I'm going to read in front of our fish.
That's right.
This could be good.
They have hearings like that on Capitol Hill.
Sorry, IRS hearings.
I don't know if that fits in with our transparency.
They did for our jackets.
Thank you. We were just remarking how what a calming influence this soft light has. And maybe, Mr. Chairman, to be this, maybe this is a model for what we do in January. Madam Staff Director, additional matters to bring to our attention this morning?
There are none, Mr. Chairman.
Well, hearing none, that brings this meeting to an end, and the FEC will be enjoying the holidays and continuing to work in the days ahead, but enjoying the holidays, and we will reconvene in 2007. So with that, this meeting is adjourned.